Blog Talk Radio.
Take a hit, shoot me down, shoot me down. I won't ever hit the ground, hit the ground. Playing dead, I'll never do. Gotta keep an eye on you. Patience is wearing thin, paper thin. Promises broke again. What a sin, but it only feeds my energy. So don't expect no sympathy. Smoke, fire, it's all going up. Don't you know I ain't afraid to shed a little blood? Smoke, fire, flares are going up. Flares are going up.
Tonight is betrayal and money. I know what y'all saying right now. Y'all like, God, that was Marcus. You actually finna put this out here? You actually finna tell people what's really going on? I'm like, yes, because I have done that and have not done that. And I had got screwed over with the betrayal and the money. Karma is a mug, to be honest. So, as grown folks now, we look at our past years of when we was younger, how we carry our money and dealing with business. And it's a lot, man. It's a lot. This going to be like a two-part series. But I got one of Marcus' brothers from another mother. We did the internship together, 2010 all the way up till live together, everything. I swear this is my brother till we don't get no bigger. The one, the only, Mr. Henry is on the line.
You can hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? That's what's up. I can hear you. I'm clear.
Okay, most definitely. But man, this your first time being on Why You in Radio and you talking to King.
First time on the radio.
Great.
First time on the radio, man. It's crazy. You want to shout out New York real quick, you know?
Bro,
New York.
We got Queens.
Harlem 125th.
Harlem, Little Haver, all of them.
We're out of Harlem 125th, Bronx, New York, Mount Vernon, New York, New Rochelle. You know, all of Westchester, all five boroughs, all that. Let's get it. Put some respect on my name.
All right, then don't forget about Orlando now. We go all the
Orlando,
way
Orlando, Florida, yes. I can, yes, yes. Don't forget Orlando.
Orlando, 407, Americana, Texas A&M, Zone Boy.
Florida's turning into New York anyway, so you know.
Ooh.
It practically is.
It's going to be crazy. But, hey, man, I want you to tell everybody, inbox them, test them, tell them we got the topics, betrayal, and money. Then on top of that, I will be tagging you on Facebook saying my brother is on the air. So you know it's going to be a crazy show. And on top of that, we got the music that you ain't never heard from artists from in-state, out of state. So every time I tag the artist, go on my Facebook, just share it. Man, it's going to be crazy.
That's wild. We can't curse, right? We can't curse on the radio, right?
Oh, we curse on
that.
Out. We cuss on him.
I'll make sure.
Oh, I got a little body serious. Ain't nobody real serious coming on here.
That's what's up. All right. So the betrayal thing, we all know that shit is grimy and all that stuff. But, however, if we're going to start on the money part, everybody, with all this stuff on the rise and everything like that, please invest your money. Invest your money in cryptocurrency, the stock market, anything to beat this inflation. All right? I just want to give you a little statistic, a little fact. As black people, we should know. 40% of the money ever printed in this country was printed last year. Let that sink in for a minute. You know, that's a problem. That's an issue. And black people, we need more financial literacy because ain't nobody coming to save us. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real.
But it comes back to, I feel like the money part, it goes back to the past, to the people that you've seen doing better than you. And you be like, you owe me money. But I'm not going to say nothing about it because karma is a book.
Sure is. I never forget some address. That's
right.
That's for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, we about to get into a comedy part. I might hurt some people's feelings and stuff like that. You know.
Oh man, brother, you got the platform right now. You can do what you want to do.
Let's get it. For some reason, nowadays, how some women, try to meet these men or whatever. You gotta have money in order to even date them. But they're broke ass, you know what I mean? They could be working at McDonald's, but they want you to be making six figures and shit like that. Let's talk about that money topic. What's up with that? Oh, if you're a broke nigga, just
like...
it. Nah, you're a broke bitch. Try again.
Yeah. I feel you on that. I really do. And, you know, me and you then went through the story. We didn't went through that money phase.
Oh, yeah. The public needs to hear this because I got a lot to say.
Right. We didn't went through that money phase. I promise you. Gee, we could have been millionaires by now.
Real. Oh, no. I'm on my way, man. I can't do this, just living average stuff. I can't. It's got to go. No. gotta go.
I feel you on that, but you still gonna be hungry though. Like I don't have the money right now, but guess what? And when you said when it comes back to the females, the money grubbing ones. Now, I'm gonna break it down to you. Now we got the hood girls. We got the hood girls. We got the suburban girls. We got the women that have their own business but still struggling, but still maintaining. And
let me make fun of the hood girls real quick. Ow, period. He better get my nails done, my hair done, my funnel done, all that. My toes better be white, all that. Ow, period. The fuck is he talking about?
But we have all different types of females. But it's that one, though. It's that one that's going to be like that see the potential in you, that's going to grind with you, that's going to go work that hard. It's females out there like that, brother.
She's going to be flipping burgers with me. So, Zyke.
Right. She's like, all right, we can get this money, but shoot, I got bills, you got bills.
Nah.
But, hey.
Exactly. Exactly. When you meet somebody, when you meet somebody and you hustle together, it's a beautiful thing. You can create an empire. But I'm talking about modern women now, not from our generation. I'm talking about Gen Z and a little bit from our generation, but not really. I'm talking like the 25-year-olds, the 26-year-olds, and under. They're on a different type of shit, my guy. Like for real, I don't know what they're doing. Talking about,
man.
You can't pick me up at Honda. It's got to be a Rolls Royce or better. Talking about Uber XL. Bitch, you on a skateboard. You taking a scooter to Popeyes. What the fuck is you talking about?
But they put on their persona like that because you got the Instagram models, you got the Facebook models, you got the TikTok, you got the OnlyFans.
Everyone you just named, I got a BBL from Colombia. Brazilian butt lift from Colombia. You think they pay for that? They still paying off the loans on that shit. How you paying off a loan on an ass cheek? The fuck is he talking about?
Man, stupid. Yeah. But I understand where you're coming from, though. I really
you took
understand.
A Wells Fargo loan for an ass cheek. I can't get over that. My bad. I don't mean to...
Oh, man, you straight. You all, when I tagged your name in it, the only thing you had to do was just add it, and people going to call in or listen to it on the air. And you on here with Team Mother. Right.
I know I upset somebody right now.
That
shit is fun.
I do not want to know who that is, but hey. We're going to find this song. And I feel like you know this person. You really do, because we both stayed in Florida. I've been there longer than you. So, this song right here, you know this artist. You love it. This is your favorite artist. And this is my first time getting you on the air, so you know I feel like a little kid when I play this song. You're going to be like, you know what, Marcus, I don't like you right now. You know what, King Mucky, I don't like you right now. But it's by Ace Hood.
Ace Hood, oh yeah.
Knows. Let's go. Why you on the radio?
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. I understand all the problems that I'm about to express to you. Are things you already know. Well, here goes nothing. Dear Lord, I am on my knees, and I'm begging, please, just guide me, Father. This is the time I am really in need. Feeling like I just can't go on. Mama crying that she lost her home. Tears running all down her face. Judge gave her 10 days to be gone. My God, what I'm gonna do now? So stressed that the day go by. Devil on me and I don't know why. Beg mama, just please don't cry. Times get a little rough, I know. When it come to giving up, I don't. Got twins and they on their way. See them starve when I'm bad, I won't.
Sometimes I ask myself, would I be a good father? Cause I never had mine. Would I give the world to my daughters? Live and you learn. Reap what you sow. Regardless of wealth. Grind like man only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through? All the nights ain't had no food. Dear God, tell me what I'm gonna do. Man only Lord knows. All the times I was on my grind. He helped what I never could find. Reach out what I couldn't get a dime. Man only Lord knows. Lord knows. Lord knows. Man only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through? All the nights my mama couldn't move. And all the pain that I put her through. Man only Lord knows. And I'm sick inside of this pain. Hate the lames in this game. Only down because of my name. Why switch because of my fame? Lord knows the road where I came. Lord knows the night that I cried. Can't help the pain that's inside. Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes. Ever seen a letter of eviction? No place to go but you wishing that a blessing come and you lift it. Yeah, dog, that's all in my vision. I done been through hell in them trenches. I done seen the best of them fall. Lost a couple of my dogs. Missed them niggas like shit. But they still reside in my heart. Soul ached and I'm scarred. I'ma do it for Dale and for Phil. Goddamn, it's hard. Motherfuck this rapping. I really live this shit. Blood, sweat, and tears. I really get it. Only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through. All the nights ain't had no food. Dear God, tell me what I'm gonna do. Man, only Lord knows. All the times I was on my grind. He helped what I never could find. Reach out what I couldn't get a dime. Man, only Lord knows. Lord knows. Lord knows. Man, only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through. All the nights my mama couldn't move. And all the pain that I put her through. Man, only Lord knows. And every day that I wake, I grind. No time ever wait for mine. Still waiting on the day I shine. My soul, every bar, every line. I remember when I had no food. Lights off, bills overdue. Lord knows that I paid my dues. Won't forget when I got that news. They say my mama's sickly. Thank God she seen her 50s. I pray and ask forgiveness. Please, Lord, just keep her with me. I was down and out. Remember that like yesterday. Made it out that struggle bracket. This here I'm blessed to say. Man, this world so fucked up. Gas prices are way too high. Time's hard and I ain't gon' lie. Bust ass to try to get by. So who the hell is y'all to be judging? Made away from literally nothing. Y'all talking literally nothing. Man, only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through. All the nights ain't had no food. Dear God, tell me what I'm gon' do. Man, only Lord knows. All the times I was on my grind. He helped what I never could find. Reach out what I couldn't get a dime. Man, only Lord knows. Lord knows. Lord knows. Man, only Lord knows. What the hell I done really been through. All the nights my mama couldn't move. And all the pain that I put her through. Man, only Lord knows.
And I thank you, Jesus, for guiding me, for keeping me. In your name I pray. Amen.
Man, only Lord knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, King Mikey, and this is YUN Radio Presents Sunday Night Lights, and this was the song by Ace Hood, Only Lord Knows, and I know John know a whole lot about that. Got my brother on here, man, for the first time ever. Tell me what you got going on, man, for real. They need to know.
What I got going on? A whole bunch of stuff, yeah. Man. I got my YouTube going on. I got my food truck about to come together. Putting out videos and stuff like that on TikTok. I'm just trying to get up to the internet. Make that internet money. At the same time, do what I love to do. Love cooking. Love talking shit. Love hurting people's feelings. You know the vibes.
Okay. So, man, you got a lot of stuff that you've been talking to Marcus about. So, King Monkey want to know what you and Marcus been talking about over the years, man.
You tell me, man, we finally, you know, grown out of that, you know, that Four Loko phase. And, you know, we're setting up for our future, for our kids at least, you know, trying to leave a legacy. That's what it's about, though. Well, the funny shit is not, though. It's about when it comes down to it, as black men, we're trying to leave a legacy for our kids. Most definitely.
Nothing wrong with that. But the money-wise, we going back to, it's still dealing with money. And since we got the females out the way, let's talk about the family aspect of it.
Family aspect in regards to trying to
money wise.
The only thing I gotta worry about is child support, man. That's easy. That's like a Netflix subscription right there. I see my daughter pay the Netflix subscription, and we out. I said, here you go, boom boom bop. Fair. Let me know what you're trying to say. What details? The family aspect.
Nah, I'm just saying, how you feel about that in general? In general, you know, you gotta keep it PG on your side, my side.
when it comes to money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand your question, though. That's what I'm saying.
Do you feel like you're paying too much, or do you feel like you're paying right in the middle?
Right in the middle. It's a fair amount. It's a fair amount. Thank God I only got one kid. You know, if I had two, it'd probably be more. But it's a fair amount. I can't complain. I can't lie about that.
Ain't no wrong with that. Same here, but we never get into it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't deny it's my kid, though. I pay for that. I don't mind.
Most definitely. Job-wise, because I know we're going to have to talk about the jobs. Yes. I love the jobs. Yes. Y'all.
The job.
They be killing me, brother. Yeah. Like the 9 to 5.
It's the okay. So, like, from what I've been researching and everything like that, the 9 to 5 thing is going away. What's coming to light now is like gig works. What I mean by that is people are setting their own hours. They're setting what they can do. So basically working like a gig. I'll cook for you for like 5 hours and you pay me $200, $300. That's what people are doing now like that. But what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to set up, and I know what you're trying to set up too, is to never have a job. Ever, because basically what you do when you have a job, you make somebody else rich. You know what I mean? So that's the future that I hope all of us are coming to light with. I'm basically going towards. Not everybody can own a business. I totally understand that. But everybody should be able to, you know, build some type of financial structure for themselves to leave behind and to have it sustainable for themselves. So they don't need a 9 to 5 because fuck a job. Seriously.
But that would still come back down to owning your own business because you would have to talk to the people that you bring it into your business with. Because you can't
for
do
sure.
Everything.
For sure. There's nothing wrong with scaling your business. You know what I mean? Also having like a side hustle. Because I know everybody hates their job. That clocking in thing, it's not for everybody. Owning a business is for everybody. That's whatever you want to do, though. That's totally up to you. Some people like working a job. I'm not one of those people.
Okay, question is, I have a 9 to 5, and I have a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me and you?
There really is no difference, though, because we're both working towards not having a job anymore. You know what I mean? You might be along farther in your journey than me, or vice versa. We're still both trying not to have a job. You know what I mean?
But if we can make things happen to team up, how would that go from your point of view?
To team up? In regards to what?
Business wise, your food service and my radio station.
Oh, I could play your radio station at my food stop, my food truck, my food spot, and everything. That's exactly because what my what my concept is to implement food and music together. That's basically the whole Jamaican, you know, eating vibe and life and everything like that. It's food, well, sex comes in there too, but I ain't gonna talk about that. And then soon, music.
Oh,
and all good.
But it's just different ways of doing the business when it comes to money.
There's multiple ways.
Multiple ways. But everybody has to sit down and everybody have to agree with everybody's situation and everybody's budget. So how would you break that down as a CEO?
Everybody's got to be on the same page. That's something we could discuss like off air, because I don't like to tell people too much about, you know, business. That, you know, motherfuckers try to infiltrate and see what you're doing. But yeah, no, everybody's got to be on the same page. That's basically it. It can work, you know, and I love working with other, you know, black people and stuff like that. It can work. We all got to be on the same page. That's all.
Okay, we're finna get into this next song, because I know you've been in New York, you've been to Florida, but you ain't heard the Mississippi music or the New Orleans music or all type of music, because, you know, I told you I started this radio station, so hey, we're finna get into this song. It's by Rhyme Animal, Slick Dog. It's the only by Samir and Lord Nexus on YUM Radio. Present Sunday Night Lights, your host, King Mikey. Let's go.
Once again, back is the incredible.
Okay. Look, I said, okay. Yo. Prime time. Come on.
Oh. Once again, back is the incredible. Prime Animal. Once again, back is the incredible. Prime Animal.
With red, black, and green rags, tied like a ski mask. When I grab the mic, they all die like a repass. Heat, heat, blast, retreat fast. Lyrically steep when we hop on a beat. B-E-B, they obsolete, we trash. Cop a bleed like leak dash from a cop on a beat that beat ass. River the cat, still. Michael Sermon, caps peeled at them ass deals. We pass deals with a master, fuck master with these skills. We tryna ask fast bills and add bills. These slab meals from the last deal to fill our ass. Actually add bill, couldn't add bill. The stomach pains we have still. It's hurricane rains, flood the game, no pass deal. So you ask rap cast this past year. Gas lit, match deep ass, these flames, yeah. These flames fear, they rain can't be sustained. We break chains round near. The change of the game coming. Box the mill and Slick Dub hit the hood worse than rock cocaine.
This uncontrolled control. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime Animal. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible.
Y'all playing with monkey bars, screaming that y'all grade A. Purple grape stuff you in a circle in the worst way. On the day for Thursday, so all wins out. Trying to recapture the moment before your time spin out. It's relapse, I'm back out. Verbally tear your back out. Back down or back out. Black out for the recount. Spit fire, pour out gasoline till they burn out. Didn't dare anybody put them out. This is my house. Bring it down. Can't respect the foundation that's laid out. In your grill with the real, that bullshit been played out. Claiming king and doing your thing 6 months now. It's like trying to lose weight with no plan, hoe, and no workout. Won't work out. Best to walk it out or just walk out. Dirty south. Plenty woods here you want to branch out. I'm the one you need to know you never heard about. Bar for bar, animal like Wilder with the gloves out.
Once again, back is the incredible. Prime Animal. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime Animal. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime Animal.
Okay.
Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime Animal.
Look up. It must be the poker face. Royal flesh, best believe I got that ace. And it be stashed in the hole. Spit that fire, eat them make the soul burn
soul burn slow.
And oh, slick been around the globe.
Yeah.
I've been crowned, sit up on the throne with the robe.
Yeah.
And oh, no, oh yes, my friend. Hippie that 6 foot two dark skin. Beats with a pin, the pin I win. Nigga multiplied by then. Greater than less than. Can't configure him and him. Look, 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 that be double of them. Holy Grail, what the hell? I'm a bubble with him. Cut it, trim. Nigga, I be smashing things with classy chains. Moving on a classy thing. Just a little deranged. Coming with a splash of pain. Seeing me represent a bitch. Remember the name. Double!
Back is the incredible, incredible, prime animal. Once again, back is the incredible, incredible, prime animal. Once again, back is the incredible, incredible, prime animal. Once again, back is the incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, King Monk, and this is Why You In Radio Presents Sunday Night Light. And I have on him my brother. I basically kidnapped this man. This is my co-host, none other than John Henry. Jonathan.
Yo.
What's going on? What's going on, brother? What you think about that song, man?
I liked it. It's got a nice beat, nice flow. I dig it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. But I do have two announcements to make. And it's going to be crazy. In December, I will be interviewing artists, business owners, CEOs, cooks, basically people that's in, basically just everybody that's in the industry trying to get their voice heard on Why You On Radio starting in December. That's going to be a good look.
I'm going to be the first one. I'm like, Charlotte, God, I promise you. Most deaf.
Then I got another announcement. I will be doing the show on Thanksgiving. But it's going to be early, though. And I'll be playing nothing but music. So the fee is $10 to get your song played on While You're On Radio. The only thing you got to do is do a video, say my song going to get played at this time, and I'm going to play it. Then you come online and introduce the song. It's not that hard to do. Am I right?
It's not hard at all, but that's just expensive. $10? No black people ain't got that.
$10. What's wrong with $10?
Man, put it five. Put it $9.99. How about that?
I said $10. I take the $10. I take the $10. And the only thing they gotta do is just post it on Instagram, post it on Facebook, tag me in it, tag me on Instagram. If you don't know my Instagram, I don't know what to tell you because y'all been knowing me for a very long time. So,
if I'm an artist right now, damn, I gotta make a decision. $10 or some swishes? Shit. I can't do it.
$10 for Thanksgiving. But for the whole year, that's a different price. I got to sit down and talk to you.
Come on, we got to get some people called up here. I want to talk shit, man.
Man, I know. They be answering. They don't want to call in. It's Sunday, but call in, man. God, out.
We could talk about the betrayal side. The betrayal to me, you know, is basically when you watching a Netflix series with your girl and she watch it without you. That's betrayal to me. Fuck out of here. I don't care what anything.
Man, I be getting mad about it. I'm like, so you watch it? I don't have no girlfriend. I don't have no.
Exactly. You watching this shit without me? Oh, you two seasons in? And we only on season one? The fuck is you
right.
doing? You about you?
Baby,
your shit
man.
Is in the trash bag. Your shit is in a trash bag on the front lawn. I don't care. I don't care, man.
Don't put it in the trash bag, man. Don't put it in the trash bag. That's...
All right, all right. Make sure the trash bag is glad, 3-ply. There you go. It won't break.
That's some lame ass shit. Anyway. Betrayal to me.
Betrayal
to me is when you're at the office and you write your name on your lunch and you tell everybody in that bitch do not eat your food. You've shown that your name is on there and you go within an hour and that shit is gone. That's betrayal to me. That's why I'm not loyal to no job. Fuck is you talking about? That's betrayal.
Betrayal to me is I be at work and I got coworkers that don't want to work.
No, there you go. Yeah, I can see that. They let you do all the work and you just be sitting, they just be sitting there.
Nah, I do my part, but then I do some extra stuff and I just be sitting there looking at it like, man, are you serious?
If you don't get your lazy ass up, because you're still getting paid. Crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Betrayal to me is, and it goes right back to the money side. We talked about what we discussed, and I still ain't got my money, and it's been years ago. So that's interest.
Oh, shit, he thinking like a bank. There you go. You got interest, you got a tax, you got a holding fee, you got a bullshit fee, all that convenience fee because I cash app you.
You better come up with something. You better make something happen.
Crazy, man.
Better cough up some money.
You better rob a liquor store or something, make an exchange. I don't care.
Do something.
That's crazy, man.
That's all I'm saying.
We continue on betrayal. Betrayal to me is when they don't make the mac and cheese right. They got the nerve to put raisins. That's what happens when you're at those potlucks with white people. Put raisins in the mac and cheese. You fucking crazy? Hell no. Nah. That's betrayal.
Betrayal to me is I promoted this show for a whole week and inboxed everybody the information, and they called in, but they listened to it online.
Somebody listening right now. I know they're about to get their feelings hurt when they call in.
Be scared to call in, man.
Tonight, I want a baby mama to come up here. I'm a straight Kevin Samuels ass.
Sam Cassell, nigga. Sam Cassell.
How tall are you? 5'2". How much do you weigh? I'm 300 pounds. Good night.
I'm going to go night-night. I'm going to go night-night.
You about to get slapped in the face with some nut dust. The fuck is he talking about? Fuck out of here, bro.
Man, I think you love this song that we finna play. Because it's only 5:39 and people still ain't called in. I know it's Sunday.
Oh, shit. Fuck it. Yeah, you're 1 hour behind. Shit, it's 6:30 over here. What are you doing?
Right.
Oh, shit.
I feel like that dog. I got to go Facebook Live and just tell people, like, hey,
go on Facebook. You go on Facebook Live right now, it's going to be lit. Bring it to Facebook, it's lit. But I know people are listening right here, right now, though. I was going to give you another topic, but, you know, you're about to play a song, so.
After that, you give me that another topic. How about that?
I got you.
Most definitely. We're going to get into this next song. I've been knowing her for 4 years. Miss Lyrica Savage, Jokes on You. Like I said, add these people to your page. Good artist, man. Let's go.
Shit like that. I see a lot of them walking around thinking they hot shit, and they not. All right? I'm about to be the Charlemagne God to your life, though. I'm going on you. All right? You better hide that C-section scar because they ain't looking good, man. That stretch mark look like a barcode for my favorite snacks. Let's go in. Let's go.
Well, I don't have a problem with the stretch marks.
I like big girls, too. I like big girls. I really do.
Who don't like big girls? I like big girls, skinny girls, tall girls, short girls.
I like when they put the skinny jeans on and that muffin top look like a busted can of biscuits. I love that shit.
Yo! Hey, I like it when the big girls have to take a shower when they ask you for help.
How do I feel when they ask me for help? Bro.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Man. I love it, though.
All right.
So
you ain't need help getting that big. What the hell you need help getting fucking me giving you a shower? Try again.
Well, you know they can't reach their back, and I love big girls. I promise you, I'll be back there. Like, here you go. Come on, baby girl. You know big girls got problems reaching their back and stuff like that. Everybody got problems when they in the shower and they got to wash their back and they be doing like this with their right arm. Then they switch the towel over to their other arm.
I'll get you a back scrubber. It's on Amazon for $11.99. What the fuck is he talking
about? Yo, we are live and I am Facebook Live right now with my brother John,
call-in
number is 515-605-9785. I'm going to say it again, 515-605-9785.
Call in.
Call in, man. We here all day, all night. We talk. The topic is betrayal, money. And John, what was the other one?
Overweight baby mamas.
Overweight baby mamas. This is why you're in radio. We have more than one conversation.
For real.
So back to the
back rubber, the back scratch or whatever. It's an extendo arm, you know, like an extendo clip to your back, so you get that musty area. You know, you got first off. If you're a big girl, you gotta watch that top ass. You gotta watch that area, cause I'll be hitting up in the back and looking at that shit. And if it's rusty, I can't fuck with you.
We're gonna have another conversation about this. As you go promote this, I'm gonna write it up. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna write it up and post it, then start doing videos because I got a topic for them right there. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know you fucked with a big girl before. You hitting it from the back, and if that top ass crack area looks like flan, I don't know, man. I can't eat that. Again, you come back tomorrow. Here's some body wash. Fuck out of here.
They gotta take care of themselves. I love big girls, but shout out to girls though.
You guys suck dick real good, for real. They do.
This is what happens when people call in and people listen to it on the internet. This is the realest radio station ever. And I swear, I love this. I love my brother to death. I do. But when we come back from this next song, you have to tell the people where they can find you at and all your information, because I know you be cooking it up real good. I went to Orlando, back to my second home. New Year's, I think it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was before COVID, yeah.
Yeah, it was before COVID.
Yeah,
and my brother literally cooked everything under the sun. So if you listening in, you looking at me on Facebook Live, call in 515-605-9785. And this is my first time going Facebook Live with it. So we got a whole lot of topics. But y'all just need to call in, and we're going to say them again so y'all can listen to them. And on top of that, if you got me on Facebook as your friend, click on the link, look at the topics, read. It's not that hard to do. Read.
I got my GED.
I got my high school diploma and my college degree. And I worked at Disney. So I got my degree now.
No, I'm saying for the people that can't read. I got my GED, though.
Right, right. They'd be like, man, I knew we had this going on right here. Like, yeah.
I got my GED, my UI, my STD, and my UTI. How about that?
No way. We got to begin to that conversation right there.
Like, bitch, you got the whole alphabet. God damn.
You know what? Love my brother to death. But we finna get into this next song. It's another couple of artists that I know that's from Jackson, Cool Kid Rich, D Miles, and Willie B. Never Made It on Why You On Radio presents Sunday Night Lights, hosted by King Monkey and my brother, Mr. John Henry. Hey, all y'all Facebook stalkers. Say hey, John.
What up, though?
Call in. Let's go.
Atomic Beats.
Feeling, finding myself lately asking why the fuck am I living? It's really true when people say that life is a roller coaster. It has its ups, it has its downs, but the question is, can you hold up? My enemy's my enemy, yes, I only defending me. Stay trying to befriend me, cause I opened my eyes to see that the life you had for me was only to belittle me. How could I be so blind to see? But you know how this world will make you think, but it's a must that you stand out on your dreams. I'm on some change the culture shit, so fuck what's in between. I understand that shit may look harder than what it seems, but you gotta test your faith, no luck by any means. No more Mr. Nice Guy, I'm in grind mode. Everything I spit from now on is coming from the soul. I'm the greatest, yeah, you heard that. The gang saying chill, kids, you got some nerves now. My style, they observe, I think they nervous now.
Back to 1995, born in February, Martin Luther King wasn't alive, but his missions made it to me to be black and have some pride. Fuck these bitches, live it up and lay some money to the side, just in case you need to put some funds up. I'm trying to run up some bands, can't wait on the come up. I'm tired of hunger, if I can't do it for myself, then at least for my mama. Adapting in any weather, just like a fucking iguana. My niggas monsters, toting a gun, cuz everywhere we go, it's gonna be some haters amongst us. And we gon' bust, niggas be hoes inside
inside a hole like a fucking donut. My gun don't rust, but with my niggas, I'ma go nuts. No cash shoes. Is it true when they tell me that fucking cash rules? Well, I got bad news. Not trying to brag, dude. I done had cash too. So if you let that cash rule, then nigga, use a cash fool.
Devastated, a lifetime just wasted. Bitterness has been tasted.
Nah,
because I never made it.
Nah,
my family devastated, a lifetime just wasted. Because
tried to give you my whole life, my whole heart, but this game already left me with a cold heart. When they thought I was moving slow, I was moving smart. But either way you look at it, it's a shot in the dark. But I'ma take it like that shot clock's running up. No, I'ma take it like a rookie cop that just got a gun. From the outside looking in, this is probably fun. But you'll never know where I've been or what had to be done. Still they sleeping on me, cutting the speakers on me. I got that 90s flow like it's a fucking beeper on me. This ain't Justin Bieber, homie. See, I grew up in the silk, in a two-option city. Load your clip or bite your lip. Real shit, did a bit of both. Thinking fast, moving slow. If you're real, then you should know that I ain't acting movie roles. Raw, I'm rolling two of those. Need to calm my nerves down. How the fuck you gonna try to tell Willie B to turn down?
Hey, yeah. Family devastated. A lifetime just wasted, bitterness has been tasted, because I never made it, my family devastated, a lifetime just wasted, because I never made it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, King Mike, and this is Why You In Radio Presents, the Sunday Night Show. And we still have my brother on here, John Henry.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother? So we went Facebook Live. We seen how that was going to go, but yes.
We need to build some momentum. This is something you got to do, like, every week, though. You got to build some momentum to it, though.
Yeah. You got a point there. You actually do have a point. What you think about that song right there? That by Kool Kid Rich, D Miles, and Willie B.
I dig it. It's got a nice chorus. Just written the facts.
For real. Because we have so many topics going on right now. And this is Why You're In Radio. We got the two main topics we were talking about. Then you came up with one. Let's talk about another one. What you think about the music side of it?
The music side?
Yeah.
Of which one? What are you talking about?
The music side when you come to artists.
The music side? Well, are you talking about music like now or back in the day?
Both.
Well, the music now, we can all agree, it's fucking trash, though. But it's all you got to do is get, like, a good hook to a beat. Like, for example, I'm an island boy. Like, bro, I'm so tired of hearing that shit. And music now is just, it's about money, though. Everything is about money, killing people. And a lot of artists, when they get these record deals, they don't understand the business aspect of coming on a label or anything like that. They just want to make hits and get money. When you sign your life away like that, you know. Record labels, they own you. Even ask T-Pain. Ask T-Pain. For example, when a label, they front you money or whatever, they can go out there and be big. You know, they want their money back. When people make investments, they want their money back. So, and music, for me at least, music back in the day, it had a message, you know. It was actually telling you telling you not to do some of the things that, you know, is going on now. So, and I feel like as the generation has moved on, we lost that. We lost the message.
Well, I feel like it could be 50-50. It's like the younger generation is going off the older generation, and the older generation is going off the newer generation when it comes to music, because they had people they looked up to, like they met Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg wanted to work with them. They did a song together.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody paid their money on top. But we are talking about the local artists, the lazy ones that think they should get everything for free. No, you have to work.
Yeah, you got to make an investment, whether it be your time or your money. You have to make an investment with any aspect of life. In any aspect of life, if you want it, you gotta invest.
You got to invest into it.
That shit does not come easy, for real.
And I know a couple of artists. I swear, people owe me money.
And our generation, we looked up to LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, KRS-One, Public Enemy, all that stuff. You know who these kids look up to? 6ix9ine. They look up to 6ix9ine. They look up to I'm an Island. They look up to them.
So how do you feel about that, though? Because I feel like could have been done better.
What could have been done better?
Like the business side, the music side. Because some of these artists right now are just getting off YouTube views and getting paid for it.
Thanks.
Or they pay me to get YouTube views.
Glad you said that. That's the reason why a lot of artists are going independent. Everybody's just doing their own thing independent.
But everybody been doing their own thing independent, even when they was under a label, but the contract wasn't together. Like, it was together, but they separated, though.
Everybody's been doing their independent thing for the longest, but now it's become a trend to be independent. However, too, to concur with what you're saying, a lot of these labels, not like T.I. T.I. made a perfect example. He won't sign you unless he sees that you have traction and momentum on like social media and stuff like that. If he doesn't see that you're hustling, like you don't got a Facebook following, you got an Instagram following, he won't even do it because he's gonna think you're lazy. Like, who are you, and why should I let you into his label is Hustle Gang, right?
Mm-hmm.
He won't even let you, like, if you see that you have some type of following or work ethic. Why not bring you on? You just gonna leech off of me, and I don't got time for that. That's his words. That's what he said.
Sure, I've seen that. So for the people that actually that's doing it, but not trying to tag everybody in the Instagram post or Facebook. See, with me, with YUM Radio, I feel like I know what I need to do, and I'm good at that. Playing music.
Yeah, man. Get,
more
get your hashtag games. Hashtag everything, everybody. Because, for example, even though I don't really like to talk about him, his work ethic is amazing. 6ix9ine. I know everybody hates him because of what he did. He didn't have to do what he did. But his hustling, the way he promotes himself, whether you hate him or not, he knows how to get it. He blew up big in Europe before he blew up big in the United States. So if you take your shit to other countries and you blow up there, that's free promotion right there. A whole entire continent promoting you before you get to the United States, that's insane. From Brooklyn to Europe, think about it.
Yeah, you got a point there. I ain't going to disagree with that on that one right there. I really don't.
If you watch his documentary on Hulu, no, that's how it went down. So anyway, the rainbow hair and trolling people and getting in trouble and talking shit on Instagram, he's not doing that shit for no reason. It's because he wants the attention is currency. That's money right there. Attention currency.
So basically, he's just an attention whore, like when I first met him.
Of course. And I'm glad you say it like that because you have to be that way. In this day and age, you have to be that way. With all the technology and ways you can communicate with people, you have to get the attention. If you want to have that abundance of money, you have to get that type of attention. It's marketing. Brilliant, brilliant. He's an asshole, but his marketing skills, amazing.
So what do you think about the females?
The females?
Yeah.
Like female rappers? Is that what you're saying?
Female rappers, Instagram, followers.
Well, female rappers.
I know we had that discussion before, but I wanted to hear it again because it might go way deeper.
Female rappers? Female rappers, let me get it straight. First of all, female rappers, they got to go 10 times harder than their male counterparts. And for good reason. It's a mostly male predominant industry. I'm sad to say, but Cardi B put it the best. You know what I mean? She had to work 10 times harder. She had to go 10 times harder. Her lyrics had to be more explicit. She had to be more real, you know? And then you got people like Megan Thee Stallion coming out too. They got to go 10 times harder, and they got their slot, you know, and did their thing too. So they just got to go 10 times harder if they wanted that bad. I'm sorry to say, it's just how it is, though.
I don't feel that way. And there's a reason why I don't feel that way. Because it goes back to the music part. If a female feel like she can be with the best of the best, like Missy Elliott finally got her a star.
Okay. Good point. Look at the time Missy Elliott blew up, and look at the times we're in now. All right? Missy Elliott didn't have to show her body. Cardi B does. You see what I mean?
50-50.
Crazy, right?
Crazy, but it's still going to be 50-50, though, because Missy Elliott did it and made a point. Like, I know I'm a female, and I can show my body off with clothes on.
Of course. Back then, you know, at least for me, from what I saw when I was growing up, sex didn't sell as much back then. Sex sells now. It's so casual. You could walk outside right now and get a fucking blowjob for free. Well, with some chicks are like that, you know. They still, you know, I gotta sell you some $10 or whatever.
In this
day and age, sex sells a lot more. Look at the chicks on OnlyFans and shit like that. Everybody got...
But what happens when that stops?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Exactly. I don't even ask a chick for her Instagram anymore. What's your OnlyFans? Because we know you got that.
I feel like, how can I put this? Everybody going back to the old ways, but now they just sitting out there now, like, this is my body, this I am. But come on, hey, some of y'all got fake boobies and titties.
Exactly.
And you need this was you when I met you in high school. And
you need to
some of
them want to
be hood. I'm like,
go back to Dr. Miami because you fucked up.
I ain't heard that conversation yet, but I heard about it, but I ain't getting no details. I got to come down to Miami. I was like, oh, wow, what is that? Like, what he do wrong?
I know. You got
let's get into his next song, though, my brother. We're going to have to come up with you a nickname.
Nickname?
Yeah.
The Chef. I like The Chef.
All right. We can get into his next song. It's by somebody I've known for a very long time since I started the radio station. Real cool girl. Stay in VA. This song has been played for a very long time, but every time I hear it, I promise you, this is for the females. This is by Cooler. But still, keep it clean on Why You Wear Radio presents the Sunday Night Lights. Much love, salute. Let's play it.
When she walks into the room, there is nothing but majestic regalness. She may be little, but her presence towers over the mediocre. She may be soft-spoken, but her voice is amplified by every consonant and vowel she speaks. She is a warrior, a rider, an angel with a Teflon vest on, baby. Peach is queen. My crown is high and match my self-esteem. They took contagious, I need a vaccine. I keep it razor sharp like Wolverine. I keep it queen. When a door swung open, now you scoping when I hit the
you
stage. When the words hit the tongue, they dancing off the page. Frenemies and rage.
Man,
you can't do what I do. You can't use thought process to make the verses logical. I'm trying to keep my composure, keep it clean like I'm supposed to, but you keep trying to roast her, so I'm going here for my hosta. Hitters be like, why you go so hard? Can't you be gangsy? You trying to throw me shade while you rocking my Cuban panties? Can't be. When I stand up, you sit down. When I come through, you bow down. When I hit the stage, I spit round. Red dot on the forehead, clown. Where the real kings in the building. Fake dudes are so revealing. They gross and unappealing. And I'm definitely in my feelings. So I guess it's passing time. Rhyme for rhyme, I lose my mind. Punchline for punchline. I'm Frank Lucas all the time. I'm so ruthless on my grind. Keep it queen, so watch me shine. You are just a falling line. I suggest you get the rest of your crew and get the step in. My words are deadly weapon. VA is where I'm repping. Make it classics like Led Zeppelin. I'm vicious, hemisphere is so malicious. You taste it so delicious, cause I fried you with my lyrics.
That was good.
Real queens, we moving silent. We don't resort to violence, spitting hotness. Sitting on my throne, back straightness like a goddess. Modest is my dress, being humble is my test. My new goal, reign supreme and be better than the rest. But my attitude can be some kind of rude, obtuse and very crude. My current mood is using haters, that's my fuel.
Yep.
Your current state is falling victim to my fate. Please excuse your peasantry, cause I got too much here on my plate.
Cooler, 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 cooler.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back, and this is your host, King Michael, with my brother, The Chef.
Yes, sir. Still in the building, you know it.
What you think about that song right there?
I dig it. She got a strong voice. She means what she says. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. She old school, new school. And I love her sound. I love her music. I love her beat. She from Virginia. I need to go down there. That's going to be the crazy part. I need to go down there. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do for New Year's, man.
Yeah, same. I'm moving. Trying to get this, get approved for this house.
Where you moving to?
I'm moving. I'm staying in Orlando still. Either Orlando or Kissimmee.
Ain't nothing wrong with Kissimmee.
Yeah. Interest rates right now. Interest rates are super low right now, so this is the best time to get a house. But Orlando is going up in price and everything, so just like the rest of the country. No, everything.
Man, I heard they went up on their expenses with the cost of living.
Oh, my God. This is wild, man. If gas prices keep going up like this, I'm getting a skateboard. I don't care.
You going to start doing Lyft or Uber, huh?
No, I'm getting an electric car. That's my next investment right there, an electric car. Because this, yo, they bugging with this, man. In California right now, it's like $8 a gallon.
I would not be going to California.
Yeah, California and New York need to get their shit together when it comes to, like, everything. Cost of living, gas, food, all of that stuff goes up. It's inflation, man. It's inevitable. It's bound to happen. The thing that we got to do... as especially black people, we gotta learn how to maneuver through this bullshit and put yourself in a position, in a financial position, to be ahead of the rat race. Basically, the rat race is basically you're working your job, and once you get your money, you don't invest in yourself. You go spend on Jordans, go out to the club and stuff like that every single week. That's gonna keep you poor. No, you need to take your money, take your paycheck, even if it's like $40, invest it in your future self. That's that in your future stuff, for real. Cryptocurrency, the stock market, real estate, a business, a side hustle, something. Because we're
okay.
And nobody's going to save us, man. Not this government. Nobody's going to save us.
So it goes back to betrayal and money. When we was growing up, everybody grew up different. So, as friends / business / personal, how do you look at that with betrayal and money?
Well, for me, I already know in business, the betrayal is going to happen regardless. You know, it's just part of business. People are going to get envious. They're going to get greedy, and they're going to want more money. They're going to want more than what they think they're worth. It's just part of it, and that's something I had to learn to deal with. I'm numb to it now. The money thing, here's how I look at money when it comes to business. So money is not real. It's an idea. The reason why I say that is because there's so much of it, it loses its value. All right? You have to, when you do get money, whatever amount of money it is, you have to use it as a tool to get to where you need to go. You can get money regardless. You can replace it. You can't get your time back. So that's how I look at it from the business standpoint.
So my next question is, what are you doing different? What are you doing different now than you supposed to have done years ago?
Shit, I'm investing in myself. I'm actually putting money away, and it's growing. If I borrow from that money, compounds with interest. So, and I pay it back. What I should have been doing was investing a long time instead of going out partying and drinking.
like crazy. I spent so much money on alcohol. You know it.
So much money. Imagine all that money on alcohol.
I could have been a millionaire by now.
That's why I say it goes back to betrayal and money, because it would deal with your personal life.
Of course. Also,
another thing, going back to the 9-to-5, these jobs, they don't pay you to let you live financially free. You'll never get rich from working jobs. These jobs pay you enough so you won't quit. And they don't pay enough to fight off inflation. For example, inflation right now is like 6.5%, I believe. I could be wrong. And if your job gives you a 3% raise, that's not enough to live your life. You're still going to be poor. Just let that sink in for a minute, man.
Oh, yeah, I know it's a whole lot of people listening in online and stuff, because I had somebody just share the post, and I know they listening in. Shout out to QB Elbo, brother. I'll admit, call in, man. It ain't that hard to do. Call in.
Call in. We need some females to call in so they could talk shit to me, because I know a lot of females are pissed off at me about the overweight baby mama shit, you know what I mean, whatever. Don't worry, it's okay. You take that child support to pay for your lashes. It's okay. And your nails. And your crusty-ass bunions. Don't worry. You talking about you throwing money in the club when it's really child support money. You buying bottles for all your bitch friends, your bitches, your friends. Don't worry, I'll wait.
They're gonna have to understand that. They really do.
And not all women are bitches. Let's get that straight.
All women are not.
I'm talking to the bitches that know that they're bitches.
Right.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to the big girls too. Oh my God, suffocate my face.
Man, I promise you, I'm going to let my brother do his own show on my radio station.
Nah, man.
I'm going to give him like a good hour.
I told you, man, this shit is easy to me. I talk shit. I talk a lot of shit. I thought I was like, are you sure? Can I be me? He's like, yeah. Do you know who I am? You know who the fuck I am? Oh man, I love it though. That's what we need right now. Put out a post. We need big girls to call in right now. You gotta be weight limit 300 pounds or more, cause that's all I can lift up.
It's Sunday. But I do have a surprise though. I have another surprise for everybody. And you're not going to believe it. I promise you. It's going to be crazy.
Every
but we're going to get into this next song. We're going to get into this next song because we got 35 minutes and 30 seconds left on the show.
Oh, shit.
Right. So we're going to get into this next song. Let's see what song I want to play. Let me see. It's
I'm a big booty, big booty bitches. My bad.
We're not gonna play that. We're not gonna play that one. Nope. It's on here, but I'm not gonna play it. This is my female group, and I'm actually wants you to get out there and listen more to local artists from all over. This by Fem Seas of Fire. Wild Thoughts on Why You On Radio presents the Sunday Night Light Show. Let's go.
Yup.
We are the Fem Seas of Fire. blindfolds, handcuffs, whips and chains, cock rings with bling, riding that membrane so that fat bitch sings. Yep. Cause these are just some of my favorite things. I flow with the blazing, the sex is insane. Them sees a fire. I'ma miss it, it's love kissing, sweet tongue action, no sex ratchet. Can I have some more, please? Start up on the pillow till we end up on the floor.
Yeah.
I could be your angel, baby, I could be your whore. I am never a whore, got the condoms for sure. I adore the allure that you bring. Cause you're my hot thing, my hot thing. With paddles and sex swings, loud noises from box springs. You give me fever, chills down the vertebrae. I heard him say, I could get the deep like any day. Me right, the benefits is what you reach.
That's my first confession. The second is sex in your vessel. I want to learn a lesson. I picture you inside, knowing the mission. Just physical gripping and spanking, talking dirty, kissing and licking. You treat my body right. I'm making faces. I'm dripping crazy. You got the master key now. Just hung up the phone with you ready to redial. You be that hair on. I need your needle and me now. Classy as fucking all day in the beach house. Not giving a damn about who missed us and reached out. You can touch my inner soul with your nut count. I could come just watching you push and pull out. Ooh. But for now, you simply got me wild, simply got me moist on my slippery once inside. I wonder, do you know you could have me tonight? I'm dropping hits, I want you to notice tonight.
Take my body down, take my body down. 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 Take my body
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, King Monk, and this is YUN Radio Presents Sunday Night Lights, and I have on here my co-host, my brother, none other than the chef.
Yes, sir.
Let's, man, get everybody your information, because we got 30 minutes and 36 seconds left on the show.
Yeah, you can find me on IG. At Chef Henry, Chef George Henry, actually. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Aaliyah's Paradise. You'll find me. You can go to aaliyahsparadise.com. You'll see me there. You can get all my information on there. I got my Twitter on there, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Aaliyah's Paradise is the best way to get to all my information. Aaliyahsparadise.com. All right.
Okay. So for the soul people.
Oh, for okay.
You don't have to spit it out for.
All right, yeah. Oh, A A L I Y A H P A D I S E .com.
Okay.
That's spelled paradise. P A R D I S E.
Okay. But what did you think about that song right there?
It was nice. It reminded me of a throwback. It was a good throwback. The beat was a throwback.
Them are the best three female artists. Them are the best three female artists that I know for years, and they do their own stuff as separate independent artists. But as a group, they are so deadly in the game.
Oh, the new Destiny's Child, right? Let's get it.
Oh, no. them right there. I swear, if I had a battle right now, and I said it was three dudes, and I picked my three females, it'd be them three right there.
That's what's up.
Ain't no if and buts about it. They good. They But I do have another announcement. I know it's crazy. Everybody listening, I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy. Like I said, December, I will be doing interviews. Thanksgiving, I will be doing the show, and I'll be playing nothing but music on that show. But I have another announcement to make. If you want your song to get played or while you're on radio, we are finally on Anchor, TikTok, Snapchat. Y'all already know I'm on Facebook. So it's about to get, and we finna be back on YouTube. We finna get back on YouTube.
Hopefully you see me there. I'm on YouTube. I'm about to be on that too. I'll be on there with you.
So it's about to get crazy. I told y'all. Y'all was taking y'all time with why you on radio, and I said, hey, my archive is very deep.
2022 is about to get real crazy, man. Time to blow up. Time to take this to another level.
Most. It really is. I promise you. It really is.
Let me hop up on here, talk my shit. Give me a topic. I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to hurt people's feelings. I'm going to get your child support, you know, taken away. I'm going to do the best I can with that. You know, shit like that. Talking about. The next topic is going to be about sneaky links, because I know some people got them out there, sneaky links. If you don't know what a sneaky link is, that means
you got divorced when you're a benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. Y'all just put it into a new word. It's a friend benefit.
But you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you got someone else that you're hitting it with on the side. Sneaky link.
I feel like I feel you did the right thing. We finna get into this next song by this female artist from Meridian, Mississippi. And like I said, add everybody, share the music, share their posts, share this show, John. The show.
Yeah, man.
Share it. Get in contact with these artists. Like, you do food, so... They might work with you. Cause your food do be kind of nasty. So this song is by none other than Reese's to Pieces, called Nasty. On Why You On Radio presents the Sunday Night Lights. Let's go.
Motherfucker blowing on that thing. Let your wood grain swing. My My nigga right beside me with the Draco close range. Trigger happy, good aim. Pull up at the room, black Chevy, two bags. We ain't make it to the door, we in the backseat acting bad. Chevy truck getting fucked like a slut, so what? For my nigga, he can get it anywhere, I let him hit it. The windows black and tinted, you can't see but you can hear it. What we doing is explicit, jumping out when we get finished. In the room, round two, ride that nigga out his shoes. Smack my ass cause I'm the truth, that's what that Chevy fucking do. Me and baby eat it real nasty. This is so nasty and I'm swinging this Chevy G. Always ready, no crazy. Me and baby eat it real nasty. Cause niggas say she so nasty. Every time we ride past them, when they see us, we flexing. I think she know that she sexy. She dripping and she drowning. Paint wet, baby clowning. Gassed up, smoke me out. Sliding with her through the south. Grill in, fangs out. 15 bang her back out. In the dark, headlights the Chevy gliding. Roll up my homie driving. Plug hit me up, he wildin'. Got baby mama smiling. No chance, no luck. Hustle till you boss it up. Hell of a ride, buckle up. Yeah, I'm ready in the Chevy, blowing heavy. Make a nigga rock steady. Match gas, no red. That's nasty. Swinging the Chevy, she, I was ready, no crash. Put the Chevy in traffic, me and my baby get nasty. Me and baby get it real nasty.
This is always ready, no crash in me and baby getting real nasty. Straight up we savage, put the Chevy in traffic, me and my baby get nasty. This is your host, King Monkey, and this is YUN Radio Presents Sunday Night Lights, and we have 21 minutes, 15 seconds left on the show. Let me quick back in my co-host, none other than the shelf, my brother, John Henry.
What's up, what's up? Yeah, buddy.
But what do you think about that song right there? Because this is your first time being on the radio station. And you hearing different artists' music.
Yeah, the last one was real. Shit. Shit, freak. I need to find her IG. Shit.
You don't want them problems right there, my boy.
Right. Keep the dick tucked in the pants. Yep.
Right. Yep. Keep it in the pants, my guy. Keep it in the pants.
Yep.
Keep it in the pants. Oh, man. I'm going to do another show. Thanksgiving, it's going to be number music. But the next show going to be the topic.
We doing this again next week, though, right?
No. The week after.
The week after. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the week after. I'll take a break. Promote on different websites that people listen to it. Then do the next show.
So this is not recorded? You can't play it again?
Yeah, you can play it again. After it gets done, you can go back and listen to it and share it.
Yeah, man. Get it. Next time, our goal is people to call in. We need big girls to call in. We need dudes to call in. Preferably big girls that look like dudes to call in. We need that.
We actually do. We need big girls, skinny girls. We need models. We need strippers. We need artists, female artists. people that do their own business but want to talk about real life stuff, hey, man, do not be scared to call on this radio station. I'm getting tired of people saying, you are broadcast. I'm like, no. I was the first one to ever do it. I have people that actually said this on the air. If you don't go back and listen to it, to all my shows, it's only 2 hours. Stop being lazy like y'all really want to listen to the regular radio station.
This is like, you know, the Breakfast Club, but more local. No, yes, I will be showing you guys. It's some crazy. I will blame you. But I'm not going to.
It's everywhere.
I'm personal.
But I'm not complaining. I've been gone for a very long time. Marcus had King Monkey locked up in the cage for some years.
Different vibe now.
Right. So I could actually come on here and be an asshole and be like, hey. But when you see me in person, hey, what's going on? What's up?
So basically, Marcus is like Suge Knight, and I'm going to be like, ooh. That's what's about to happen. Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California screaming. For real.
Hey,
call
man,
in.
Okay.
Don't be shy, man. Don't be shy. Like I said, preferably I like big girls to call in so we could talk about this shit. Probably get a little phone number, you know, that's what the trees is. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what that tree is.
Hey man, but, I'm gonna tell you like this. And we're going to talk about it on the air right now.
What's up?
Me and you can do a show on my station. You just tell me what day you want to do it.
Oh, say less and tomorrow.
Nah, I got to work. Uh-uh. We gotta build this up. We gotta build this one up.
Yeah, no problem.
We gotta build this one up. So we can make something happen.
Give me a mic, a headset, you know, get some video set up. I got the video cameras. And we could do it just like the Breakfast Club. Talk shit, get in video, go live, get people to log on, hurt their feelings. I'm about that.
Okay. We'll talk about it. But we have 15 minutes and 38 seconds left on the show. And what song do I want to play? I'm loving everybody, man. I promise you that I am. They really can't say nothing. Because I still ain't got my money. Yeah, I said hell out. You know what? God don't like ugly. Man, I got too many songs on here. We play the song about Seafood. Called Mask Up on YUN Radio. Present Sunday Night Lights. Y'all already know who it is.
Ever felt like you blocked away? Cocking boy, I beat the case. Really ain't my place to say, but I'ma say it anyway. These rappers rapping really fake. I don't even know what to say. Feeling like they down with it. It ain't nobody down with it. Mask up, mask up, mask up, mask up harder. Big dreams, better schemes, you know I gotta grind smarter. I've been shockwaving, networking, trying to make bargain. These niggas lame, that's why I bang, yeah. They shorty, top down in the latest coupe. Won't be blushing to you, you soft as hell like Campbell's soup. They got they own picks and shoes, they can't have you kick it, eat it too. No way that we can lose, no the way that we can lose. Yeah, yeah, no, 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 they feel some type of way. This thing to win, and they ain't F1E, it's a state. And we moving all type of things, applying pressure to they pay. Applying pressure to they thing, nigga, you know we moving. Yeah, we moving.
I've been grinding since 17 to the top. I've been wondering when I'm gonna make it to my crop, yeah. And I'm mad up, mask up, mask up.
Like a throwaway, my heart been in a sunken place. Straight running in your shit like it ain't nothing to do with MBK. Thinking about my prison, there's a path to me, just fade away. Mean every word I fucking say, I'll take this statement to the grave. I'm not trusting these niggas or fucking these bitches, so know that I'm in it for reasons. I'ma go hard till I get it, so I gotta get it. I swear to God that I'm committed. I'ma stand up and step over the city. I know you with me if you bustle it. Then say I know you with me if you bustle it. Click, then reminisce about what we remember. Telling me I can do better and get through whatever. You know CCB got a nigga. I'm staying with him forever. We busting together, I know that. Die for a nigga, ride for all my niggas. If you ride for me, my ride or die. You look me in my eyes, you on my side. Let me know you buck five. I don't give a fuck about some niggas, they don't cross my mind. Hit a pussy nigga from behind and make some niggas blind. I don't give a fuck about some niggas, I ain't wasting time. Tryna go and get this shit in free, Pierre, yeah, he got a dime. Walking through the door, swear to God, we finna lay it down. We ain't got no mask on, so nigga, better not make a sound. Hit a pussy nigga in his head, leave him dead. R.I.P. the booty bread. And my niggas took out of bed. My life, I swear that it ain't been right. These stripes, I'm tryna get it every night. My life, I swear to God it ain't right on sight. S.O.S. this shit on sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, King Mike, and this is YUN Radio Presents Sunday Night Lights. And I'm on here with my brother, none other than Michelle. Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up? What's going on?
What you think about that song right there?
I dig it. I love it. It's a nice vibe to it.
Well, that song been out for some years, man. Right, years.
That's wild. That is wild.
Right. I said the same thing. And that's one thing I think about it now when it comes to artists that got songs that people actually love to listen to that ain't came out because they ain't been promoted right or the people they was under did not promote them right. And it goes back to their portrayal and their money. So what's your input on that when it comes to an artist that feel like that song right there, he didn't like it, but it was good for him or her, but the people around them did not want to promote it?
Ultimately, it's up to the artist, to be honest with you. I ain't too much in the music industry, but I know a little bit about it because I just grew up with music, but it's ultimately up to the artist. If they want it that bad, they'll figure a way how to get it. For example, a lot of people want the new iPhone. You know, they'll do anything to go get it. Finance it, steal it, rob it, whatever. For artists, if they want that money, if they want to be promoted properly, they'll find a way. It's up to you on how hungry you are you want it. You can't blame other people. You can't, you know, like shit happens. You know what I mean? But it's ultimately up to you. You're in control of your own destiny.
Cause it's a good songs out here that don't be promoted. Like
now,
they need to be promoted.
Exactly. They're not promoted. But what is the artist doing to make it happen?
I feel like they ain't doing shit, to be honest.
If they want it that badly, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you can't have it. You owe yourself that something. You owe yourself something. Eric Thomas, a motivational speaker, said it the best. Everybody wants a money-back guarantee on the product that they buy, but they never put a guarantee on themselves. You owe you something. You owe yourself an explanation why it doesn't go through with your life. Like I said, it's up to the artist. It's nobody else's fault but the artist.
I feel the same way. But what about the artists do have full control of it, but the people would be like, I really don't like that.
Keep going. You got to keep going. You got to push through that and enjoy the journey while it's not your season yet. Just understand that when your season comes, for example, like a boomerang, not a boomerang, a slingshot, every time it gets pulled back, it gets stronger and stronger. It's going to go farther. You keep pulling that slingshot back. Once you let that shit go, boom, that shit is going to fly. So that's basically with an artist. Keep pulling that slingshot back. Keep pulling it back. Keep pulling it back. Every obstacle, keep pulling back. And once you get let go, you're going to dominate.
Yeah.
That's how you got to have the – that's the time you got to have, though. You got to look at it from a – a lot of people, when they do business, or some artists that I see do go independent, they look at the glass half full. All right? You gotta think like that slingshot. Keep getting pulled back. Keep getting pulled back. That one day, when you get let go, it's over.
So that goes back to, like, people that have regular businesses, too.
Of course, you can use that same aspect in anything, same analogy in anything in life. You keep getting set back, and it only takes one time. And soon, when you get let go, you're gonna fly.
Okay, so you have to think about the positive, the negative, the good, the bad, the ugly when it comes to a business. Like with me. And I took a break, and I came back out. So.
Absolutely. But when you come back, next year has to be dominance. It's got to be better than this year. It's got to be 10 times stronger. Every year, you got to update your iOS system. Or for the people that have Google, you know, you got to update your, I think it's Sandwich. You got to update your operating system every year. It's got to be better than the last. It's got to be. You can't go into a different setting with the same programming. You can't do it because you're not gonna operate properly.
But that's dealing with life, though.
That's how it is. Evolution is inevitable. You got to evolve. In order to adapt to this fucked up world, you got to keep evolving.
You got to adapt or you're going to have to perish.
Of course. It's either do or die, though. For next year, 2022, it's just got to change. It's got to upgrade. People got to move around in your life. You have to change your environment. It's just gonna happen, though. And it's ultimately up to you and your mentality. If you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. If you don't, you're going to be stuck in the same place.
hey, we will have a different topic, different conversation. Oh, man. Yeah, this is going to get way deep, way deep. I ain't going to sit here a lot. But, hey, do not hang up the phone, though, because this song right here, I feel like you know this song. This is by Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne. Oh, yeah. Tech N9ne and The Rock.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
I knew it.
Hey,
you know, The Rock,
this is for everybody that counted me down to the ground. This is for everybody that said, why you on radio wasn't going to be nothing. This is for my brother that hustled, grind, kept on pushing, called me, asked me for advice or opinions. Literally, when I play this song, that means this song is dealing with the topics that we was talking about and how we gonna change the culture, the business, and go through the ins and outs as while you're on radio. But
yeah,
it's
man,
up
no
to us.
No boundaries.
Let's go. Tech N9ne.
Yep.
Face off. I ain't going to say the names on it. I done heard the song. I love it. Let's go.
Rumble, they gon' take your face off.
Spirit of a lion, this drives my soul. Give it up to Zion, then my fire grows. Pushing up a riot inside my lobe. And my tripping is the highest when I fight my foes.
Pip, I'ma hit him with this, you bout to get your kick. My technique is so sick, I'm bout to make the hit quick. Whole lot of muscle, you don't wanna be in a tussle. Better than me, that's rubble, you want trouble, what's up though?
Feeling top, killer, top gorilla, dropping nil to pops and grill the op. For real, your clock, a yield to stop your will, a shot, the deal was knocked to figure plop. I got a hell coming your way, you softer than the thing in your play. Never competitive with a better kid to go great. Gonna be better because I'm better than the low grade.
When you wake up in the wet blood, ain't no way you about to get up. How you know that I taxed you, cause you got the mother text up. Always gonna have to pay cost when you stepping in my way, boss. When I build steel and you stay soft, you're gonna punk out when we face off.
Rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off.
Rumble there, young man, they rumble. Run up, get a combo, quickly help you understand, but stay humble. Don't nobody wanna talk about the way of the world, the way of the world, and make them all crumble. And I might stumble, but I pick myself up, brush myself off, my thoughts of a ball. I am at their neck, like I'm Malcolm X, like I'm Dr. King, like I'm Cornel West, like I'm UEP, like I'm Booker T, like I'm Rosa Parks. I'ma need my rest, don't know what I'm about. I went up in your house, get a ball in your couch, I get right in your mouth, I ain't never no clout, nigga really go south. I'm prepared to go to battle whenever there is a bout. I am Muhammad, Ali, I'm paying the homage. Policy is to be honest, I take it be honest, though I can relate to a bonnet. And really, I hate to be ominous, all of your hate is too obvious. I am the hustle, the muscle, I pay for the audience. I am against human knowledge, if you wanna enter the ring, I would hate to be opposite. Jab on the right, jab on the left, jab on the right, now you got him on dagger. And he can come back with the right back, with the left, that's when he taps to the side, now dagger. You can be dead, if you do damn, if you don't bash, and I'm like, cash is my swagger. Really don't matter, pardon, I'm harder than lawless, I'm shit, kicking that jargon.
Rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off.
Barber tape off, I'm giving it fade. Based off the description I gave, cut the game off. I'm a street fighter, beat the brakes off like the whip on the stage. Hand out as whippers, my play haters ain't off. You get hit or mistaken, it be chaos like an emerald taste when I face off in the Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I'm living in rage. Put your like I'm f***ing this babe. I was sitting in this window going, man, the doctor told me they forgive me, but they didn't. I remember them days, and I don't wanna be Batman. I'm Bane. Literally had it been a minute, my face is a little bit killer, really been sickin' and burning. The more I think about it, my life was twisted. Wait.
Minutes in the moment, my dad would wonder why they could've reached you like they didn't have my number. Fighting from insanity, I never had the hunger. Put it underground quick, that's a bump. Shock, I'm like a massive brother. Better pick your battles, busters halfway under. And more time than acupuncture when it comes to rumbling, I'm macro thunder. Believe it be funny when I kick it to you, that means I'm giving an iron when I ram on the mic because you're blue, you're bloody like I'm kicking it with buddies when I beat it up like I was lying. My God,
I tell them. Wait till December when I dabble on the cross. Leaving it humble like them, we're getting dropped. Cause Willie, we can rumble like Jackie in the Bronx. We gon'
rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off.
It's a
about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in Samoan in my veins, my culture banging, we're strange. I change the game, so what's my name? What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to, but who said this mean on ya? Like a dream, when I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the king, Brahma. Fight to an extreme mana. Thank you, Brother Tech Nine. Thank you, Terramana. One take. That's a wrap. Face off. Face off.
Man, we are not doing this till I say the end of the episode. So, Chef, my brother, give them your information one more time.
Yeah. You can go on aliasparadise.com. You can find all my information there. If you want to go to my IG, it's at Chef George Henry. You'll find all my stuff there, my Twitter, my Facebook, my IG. You can even type in Aaliyah's Paradise, and that'll pop up. You can even Google Aaliyah's Paradise, that'll pop up. That'll be the first thing you see there. Yeah, man.
You can find me on Instagram, Y.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U.U
superstar talent, capital Y, period, U, period, M, / while you're on radio, or just do the space. And you can find me on TikTok, Marcus King Monkey R. I finally got on TikTok today.
Oh, shit. My TikTok as well is at JohnHenry1226. You'll see all my stuff that I do on there, too. I cook like crazy, man. Big girls, ladies, big ladies. Oh, yeah. I'll feed you.
It's going to be crazy. Then guess what? Hey, I'm going to have to kidnap you for like 5 minutes because we're going to go live and I'm going to post. Y'all should listen to the show. Oh, man. You know how we're going to get online, right?
How we going to do them?
Oh, where are we going to talk about? Got 5 minutes.
Oh, that was good. I don't even know.
Not
I was talking about
here.
Yeah, the next time we link up on this, on the radio again, the next topic is going to be sneaky links because I know everybody got one. I know we all got one. So you kicking it with your man or your woman or whatever, and you still got a sneaky link coming in through the back door. Yeah, you got a sneaky link, you know. But just don't be like Usher. Hit it.
Yeah.
Don't be like Usher. Hit it, get it pregnant, and soon, you know, you got to sing a whole sad song. Let it burn.
You know what? We're not even going to get into that conversation right there. We're not.
You know what I mean?
We're not.
But we all got a sneaky link, you know. You can't have the entree without the side.
True.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm gonna leave it just like that. I'm not in a relationship. I'm like Kevin Gates.
We're not talking about Kevin Gates. Not talking about Kevin Gates. He eat ass. He said he eats ass. He love eating ass. He's like, yo,
well,
I'm a snap. Yeah, he eats his lady's ass. He's talking about, I'm going to smash out if he tap out. He's like, yes, Lord.
Hey, if that's a grown man and he wants to eat his wife's ass, that is him.
Bro, I talk shit enough already. I'm not about to, like, you know, make it official. That's like, you know, that's a seal and sign and never return the sender type shit.
But hey, Everybody got a different opinion on everything. Everybody want to keep it low key. Some people don't. Still though.
I don't get it. I don't get it with some women though. It's talking about you don't eat ass. No, I don't eat ass. Do you suck dick for the foreskin on? Do you suck dick for the foreskin on? Try that.
We're going to hell. That'd be one of them conversations that I would have to come down there where you at, and we can set up everything.
Oh, set the podcast up. I'm ready for this, man. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for somebody to call in and debate me. Debate me, motherfucker. I got my 20-20-20. It's on live.
No!
Nigga! I wish a motherfucker would.
Wait a minute. I feel like I got a song for this. Wait a minute.
Put that key in that door and lock that motherfucker.
Hey, we going back to the old school way. The old school way. We're going back to juvenile.
Oh, shit.
Hey, when you hear the song, I know you're going to be like, Marcus, play it.
That's you with that badass thing, huh? That's you that can't keep old ass because you keep fucking the friends, huh? You gotta go to court, huh? You got service to clean up a child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even much get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping. Don't your brother got them birds, huh? You won't bust one of them niggas' heads, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just ain't gonna let a nigga come and broke you, huh? Stun in front of you, huh? Straight up front you, huh? You know got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? Body clean, huh? You got a lot of your bold jeans, huh? Some of your partners, those jeans, huh? You don't really want to fuck with them niggas, huh? You come up with them niggas, huh? You stuck with them niggas, huh?
You a paper chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. You make nothing out of something, you handle your kids. They don't be crying in the suffering, you a paper chaser. You got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. You make nothing out of something, you handle your kids.
You can't do nothing but love, French, huh? You don't know what we gon' do next, huh? You bought my tape with your check, huh? You wearing the vest, huh? You trying to protect your chest, huh? You been sending me on your friends, huh? That ain't sure, that's for your friends, huh? You won't stop these niggas from playing with you, huh? You won't run a block, huh? You won't be the only nigga with rocks, huh? You can't be such cock, huh? You count the money at the end of the night, huh? You on a G-Day flight, huh? You full of that diesel, huh? You ducking them people, huh? Your face was on the news last night, huh? You the one rising the dudes out their shoes last night, huh? You don't go on the project when it's dark, huh? You came here a thug and you ain't got no hood, huh? You came in the door, you on New Year's Eve, huh? You got stuck in that bitch and you couldn't leave, huh? It was hard for you to breathe, huh?
You a paper chaser, you got your block on by, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. So make nothing out of something, you handle your kids. It's only crying and it's nothing, you a paper chaser. You got your block on by, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. So make nothing out of something, you handle your kids. It's only crying and it's nothing.
You got a trust bag in charge, huh? Your dick got hard, huh? When you was looking at them LeBrons, huh? You don't know when to quit, huh? That's you with that shot call and shit, huh? That's you with that ball and shit, huh? That's you that taking them hits, huh? That hoe don't know when to shut up or mouth, huh? You gon' knock your whole seat out, huh?
Aye. That was juvenile, uh-huh.
That's a classic right there. That's music if I grew up on.
Okay.
But
hey, it is 17 here, and it ain't something there where you at. I miss Florida, man. I promise you. If I get to Miami, and I call you, be like, hey, I'm in Miami. That's 3 hours away.
Man, that's a 3-hour drive, bro. 3 hours if you're lucky.
Orlando, I can understand, but I gotta go to Miami and see how it is. I gotta see some people that I ain't seen in a while.
Yeah, we can pick this up in Miami too. Just bring your equipment. You're straight. I got better audio. I got a mic over here too. I need to get a podcast mic. Set it up in Miami. Talk about random shit. You got your people around there, and I can talk shit too.
Oh, hey, all my people going to be happy to see my ass. They were like, I'm looking at my ass. Hey, hey, hey. We finna show you how we do this.
That's what it is, man. I'm trying to have fun with this.
But yo, we got a lot to talk about, man. Thanksgiving, I'm doing the show.
Thanksgiving early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has to be early in the morning. Definitely.
Yeah, give me a
call. Call me on Monday. Call me on Monday and let me know what time you want to do it.
Yeah, give me a time because I don't know if I'm working right there.
You what time?
Yeah. I gotta figure something out because I might be working that day too.
Oh, well, that's understandable. Well, just let me know what day you free. We can make it happen. I need to know something by Monday.
By tomorrow?
Yep.
Jesus. All right, no problem.
Because I got to promote it. We got to promote it. Then the week after, I'll be off a whole week. That's what I'm saying. Let me know this Monday. The next week, we can figure out what day we're going to promote it. What day we go ahead and figure out what day we're going to do it. But this week coming up, it's just nothing but promotion. The week after, I'll be free. And wherever day you want to do it, we're going to do it.
Gotcha. All right. I'm with that.
This is your host, King Monkey. If you listen to it online, thank you very much. Share, comment, tag people in it. Go back and listen to the show. And do not be scared to get in contact with me or my brother, because I know he's going to share it. So we here. Let's go. Much love. Salute.
Much love, everyone. Peace out.
I'm finna go get somewhat kind of crazy. All
right, man.
All right.
All right, catch you later.
Most definitely.